And now back to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Here are the You Docs, Dr. Michael Roizen and Dr. Arthur Perry.
So, Arthur, what procedures are bad in spas versus what procedures should we definitely have in a spa?
Well, Mike, before I get hate mail from every esthetician in the country, I do want to say that, in the study I talked about with getting acne reactions after facials, there were 140 or so women in that study. And, you know, the women said 60% of them were happy. And they said their face felt fresh and rejuvenated and supple in half of people. So there are certainly some benefits, but you just have to be careful. Now, Mike, have you ever had, all right, you ready for this? Have you
Yes.
ever had, okay, here's the word now. It's called balneotherapy. Do you know what balneotherapy is?
No.
I'm going to teach Dr. Mike Roizen something. Okay, balneotherapy. That is bathing in warm mineral soaks, mineral water.
Oh, yes, I have had that.
That's the official name. There you go. Have you jumped right into that hot water?
I don't know if you'd say I jumped right into it, but I have gone into it.
Well, don't. Well, in Turkey, last year, there were three deaths in older people. Now they define older. Boy, this is terrible. One of the people was 63 years old. I don't consider that old. And two were above 65. They didn't specify the names. Three people got into the water and died of sudden cardiac arrest. So now these are fairly hot. I don't know the exact temperature, but they're fairly hot mineral baths. And it's a common spa treatment. So the lesson from that study is if you've got coronary artery disease, you might think twice before you jump into one of these hot baths. It might not be the best thing for you. So that's another one to be careful of in spas. So we're being careful with our facials. Now, how about massage? Massage in a spa. You've had those, but we don't want to tell your wife. You've had those, right?
I have had them, and I don't care. You can tell my wife.
I'm just kidding you, Mike.
So, well, I'm not even now, kidding.
No, I know. Now, massages, those actually, there's no bad things. So everybody's waiting for me to say, well, a massage is a terrible thing. Actually, in most studies, massages have been shown to decrease blood pressure in a good way. And repeated massages over the course of 12 weeks significantly lower blood pressure. So that's a good thing. Nothing bad to say about massage. So,
well, it doesn't sound like you're saying anything bad.
No, nothing bad about massage. I am saying bad things about facials and better things about microdermabrasion. That's what we talked about before. Now, microdermabrasion, different from dermabrasion, it's a sanding down of the skin. It's an exfoliation technique. So it gets rid of the dead cells on the surface of the skin. And it's done, it started out about 15 years ago by blowing aluminum oxide crystals on the skin, which is sandblasting, right? That's what it is.
Yep, that's sandblasting. That's exactly sandblasting.
And that's what microdermabrasion started out as, and most of us don't want to breathe in those aluminum oxide crystals, so now it's more like little diamond crystals embedded into a handpiece. But the exfoliation is only one part of it. You mentioned that before, that men, they get microdermabrasion every time they shave, sort of, because the other half of microdermabrasion is suctioning. So suctioning the pores, getting the dirt out of the pores. And if you think about what a facial is supposed to do, it's supposed to really clean the skin. Microdermabrasion does it in a pure way. So it exfoliates, it gets rid of the dead cells on the surface of the skin, and thereby making the skin feel and look smoother. And microdermabrasion also then suctions out the dirt. So that's a good procedure. It works. It decreases acne by virtue of keeping the skin
clean. Now, how does it suck out the dirt?
There's a vacuum. There's a vacuum, and it's a little... And if you overdo it, you look like you've had little tiny hickeys on your face. So we don't want that. but it suctions out the dirt and the oil.
You know, Arthur, we're running out. Actually, I'm going to do the real age tip of the week now. So I hope you don't mind if I interrupt you with the real age tip of the week.
Now on You, the Owner's Manual, this is the Real Age Tip of the Week with Michael Roizen, MD.
And this is no wheat this, gluten-free that. What's the deal with gluten-free diets and celiac disease? Celiac disease is a politically unbiased autoimmune disease. Seems both Chelsea Clinton and Elizabeth Hasselbeck, that's a Democrat and a Republican, have it, and can't stomach the same things. Foods that contain gluten, such as wheat, rye, barley, some oats, and many prepared foods, are off their menus. They're not alone. Celiac disease is 40 times more common than docs used to think, affecting as many as 1 in 133 of us in North America. If your parents, siblings, or kids have it, there's a 1 in 22 chance you do too. So celiac disease is underdiagnosed, and millions are at risk of complications such as gastroesophageal reflux disease, that burning in your esophagus that you feel in your neck and sometimes you wake up with, and osteoporosis, that's weakened bones in adults, and anemia, abdominal pain, growth deficiencies in children, not to mention epilepsy and irregular heartbeats. Celiac disease damages tiny villi in the small intestine, which normally shuttle nutrients from food into the bloodstream. When they can't, you get nutritional deficiencies, diarrhea, cramping, vomiting, weight loss, even skin rashes. But gluten intolerance is something different. Gluten intolerance means you can't tolerate it, you get an allergy to it, rather than, or you get a dislike of it rather than celiac disease. So what do you do if you question it? Talk to your doc about blood tests for gluten autoantibodies. They're easily obtained in a blood test, but if they're positive, you still need other tests to confirm the diagnosis, such as a biopsy. If you're diagnosed with celiac disease or gluten sensitivity, then you eliminate gluten from your diet and other gluten-hiding substances, even makeup and beer. And you get your folate levels tested because supplements are essential to healing. You can still eat whole grains, and we encourage you to. You've just got to choose whole grains that are gluten-free, such as chia, corn, rice, and sorghum. You'll feel better with gluten-free advantage, and you'll make your real age much younger. So what are the foods to obtain if you want to go? What are the basic foods to avoid if you want to go gluten-free? Wheat, rye, barley, some oats, and any foods prepared with any of those things. And that's the Real Age Tip of the Week. Arthur, thank you for being here. Sonar, thank you for great engineering. Joe Galuski, and especially you for listening to us on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. We'll be back next week with a top five medical stories of the week. Remember, start protecting yourself from mercury. It's going to get more common.